VOA News. The Trump administration has given an ultimatum to Turkey over an American evangelical Christian pastor it has held for more than a year on terror and espionage charges. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Andrew Brunson's case has strained relations between the two NATO allies, and Vice President Mike Pence issued a warning today during a religious freedom summit.
If Turkey does not take immediate action to free this innocent man of faith and send him home to America, the United States will impose significant sanctions.
President Trump later tweeted he will impose large sanctions if Brunson's not freed. Turkey's president has in the past linked Brunson's release to the U.S. extraditing a Pennsylvania cleric whom he holds responsible for a failed military coup 2 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Brunson was released from prison Wednesday and placed under house arrest while his trial continues. Vice President Pence said he spoke with Brunson on Wednesday. The Trump administration has released $195 million in military aid to Egypt that had been withheld because of concerns over the country's human rights record. A State Department spokesman said Wednesday the decision recognizes steps that Egypt has taken over the last year in response to U.S. concerns and to further strengthen the two countries' partnership. He did not specify what steps Egypt took. The U.S.-led coalition on Thursday announced or acknowledged the death of 1,059 civilians from its aerial bombings against the Islamic State terrorist group in Iraq and Syria. The coalition has run a military campaign against the Islamic State's self-proclaimed caliphate in Iraq and Syria. Rights organizations have long accused the coalition of significantly undercounting the number of civilians it has killed during the years of fighting ISIS. This is VOA News. The death toll from coordinated attacks by Islamic State fighters on a usually peaceful southern city in Syria and its surrounding countryside has now climbed to 216. Mass funerals were held in the city of Sweida on Thursday, a day after the wave of attacks that began in the early hours of the morning and lasted 4 hours. Official results have not yet been released from Wednesday's general election in Pakistan. But supporters of jailed former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif are already alleging that the vote was rigged. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
An icon of Pakistan cricket who turned into an anti-corruption crusader has declared himself victor in that country's chaotic general election. The vote's been marred by violence and reports of widespread technical problems, but it looks set to make Imran Khan the country's next prime minister. This is only the second civilian election in Pakistan's 71-year history.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Kenya's Ministry of Tourism and Wildlife says another rhino has died from drinking salty water at a new sanctuary in a national park. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports.
A total of 14 black rhinos were sent to the new park 4 weeks ago. Government findings show the rhinos died of drinking salty water from boreholes. The black rhinos were moved to the new park with the goal of increasing their population and also to move them to a safer place, away from poachers. Rhino numbers have dropped in recent years, mainly due to poaching. Poachers kill animals to satisfy the black market for rhino horn, which is wanted in Asia as a status symbol and for the false belief it has healing qualities. According to the non-profit group Save the Rhino, more than 7,200 African rhinos have been lost to poaching during the past decade. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
South Korea's semi-official Yonhap News Service says North Korea is preparing to transfer the remains of U.S. service members killed in the Korean War more than six decades ago. Yonhap says it learned from a South Korean diplomatic source that North Korea recently accepted two truckloads of empty wooden boxes from American officials. The remains will be placed in the boxes and handed over to the United States on Friday. That is the 65th anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended the 1950 to 1953 war that split the country into a communist North and a democratic South. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.